All right. So, for example, if now this is interesting. If your eyeballs are in the front of your face, you're seeing things. The part of the brain that lights up when you see something is actually back here. All right. So if you actually were watching, like in my class, I'm sure the PowerPoints are to die for. And so, the part of the brain that's activated at that moment is way back there. If I'm giving the speech of a lifetime and my students are like, more, more, I'm like, this is the part of the brain that lights up, for example. I mean, I'm just sort of characterizing it here. Interestingly enough, if that's all you did, you're lecturing, you're giving presentations, that's it. There's a whole bunch of other areas of the brain that does not tend to get activated if all you're really doing is the kind of traditional didactic approach. Now, there are other senses, okay? There's other kinds of senses, and if processing was involved, then the signal kind of spreads out further and further. There's classifications of the part of the cortex. There's deeper areas of the brain, by the way, but we're just looking at the surface, which is where the highest cognitive functions are kind of showing up. But you've got vision processing back here. You've got sound processing back here. There's a kind of a giant swath there that will deal with sensory perceptions, dealing with touch. Smells tend to be directly kind of on the undersurface, out of the way. It's a very old part of the cortex underneath there. And yet we only sort of channel stuff into those areas, which seems extremely kind of narrow focused.